You say there are rules that need to be followed? A structure that needs to be respected? Well, this isn't the podcast for you then. This one, it's for the rebels, the difference makers, the trailblazers. This is the world of WDFA, where we do things just a little bit different. We challenge the status quo with ideas that are new, fresh, and unique. You want to hear what we have to say, so turn up the sound. Because, ladies and gentlemen, we don't f*** around.
5 easy ways to customize a t-shirt, a comprehensive guide. Welcome to the world of WDFA. My name is Eric and today we are going to talk about 5 easy ways to customize a t-shirt. Customizing a t-shirt can be a fun and creative way to express your personal style and make a statement. Whether you're looking to add a unique design to a plain shirt or create a batch of matching shirts for a group, there are plenty of options available to help you get the look you want. In this article, we'll explore the different ways you can customize a t-shirt, including both DIY methods and professional services. By the end, you'll have a better understanding of the options available and how to get started on your own custom t-shirt project. One of the simplest ways to customize a t-shirt is to use iron-on transfer paper. These sheets of paper are printed with ink that can be transferred onto fabric using a household iron. You can find transfer paper at most craft stores or online, and they come in a variety of colors and finishes including matte, gloss, and foil. To use transfer paper, you'll need to design your image or text using a computer program like Photoshop or Illustrator and then print it onto the transfer paper using a standard inkjet printer. Once your design is printed, you'll need to follow the manufacturer. If you're looking for something a bit more professional, you can use screen printing to create custom t-shirts. Screen printing is a printing technique where ink is pushed through a fine mesh screen onto the shirt. The screen is first coated with a layer of photosensitive emulsion, which is then exposed to UV light. The areas of the screen that are exposed to light harden, while the rest remains soft and can be washed away. This leaves a stencil of your design on the screen, which can then be used to print the design onto the shirt. Screen printing is a more labor-intensive process, but it allows you to create larger batches of shirts with consistent, high-quality results. Another option for customizing t-shirts is to use heat transfer vinyl, HTV. HTV is a thin, flexible material that can be cut into any shape or design using a cutting machine like a Cricut or Silhouette. Once the design is cut, it can be ironed or pressed onto the shirt using a heat press or household iron. HTV is great for creating intricate designs or small text, and it's relatively easy to use. However, it may not be as durable as screen printing or embroidery, and the designs can peel or fade over time. If you're looking for a more permanent and professional-looking option, you can consider embroidering your design onto the shirt. Embroidery involves using a special machine to sew the design onto the shirt using thread. This method is more expensive and time-consuming, but it produces high-quality, long-lasting results. Embroidery is a good choice for logos or text that will be worn frequently or need to stand up to harsh conditions. No matter which method you choose, there are a few key considerations to keep in mind when customizing a t-shirt. First, think about the type of shirt you want to use. Different fabrics will work better with different customization methods, so it's important to choose a shirt that will work well with the method you've chosen. Cotton shirts are generally the most versatile, but you can also use synthetic materials like polyester or spandex for a different look. Next, consider the placement of your design. If you're using it, finally, think about the colors you want to use in your design. Different methods have different color limitations. For example, screen printing typically requires that you use a limited number of colors, while HTV and embroidery allow for more flexibility. Keep in mind that the colors you see on your computer screen may not match the colors of the finished product, so it's a good idea to test out your design on a small scale before committing to a large batch. In conclusion, customizing a t-shirt is a fun and creative way to express your personal style and make a statement. Whether you choose to DIY with iron-on transfer paper or hire a professional service like screen printing or embroidery, there are plenty of options available to help you get the look you want. By considering factors like the type of shirt, placement of the design, and colors, you can create a unique and professional-looking custom t-shirt that reflects your personality and interests.